Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. Our guests include Zach Saunders, music producer and poet Rezalan, and Blue, Rick, and Teo, some friends that play music together and make good vibes. We're on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. We usually have a bit of a prescription for the show. Tonight is listen for wisdom. It's like watching the skies. It can be rare, but you want to observe when something extraordinary happens. So we're listening to, this is Johann McBee on his hang drum. And we're about to listen to Buffy St. Marie. Give me a second with Buffy St. Marie. Did you get her? Do, right there. Oh. Anyway, we're going to go into a song from Buffy St. Marie here. It's right there. Give me a second. Oh, the computer's gone crazy. How about let's just go into what is this? I'm sorry for the delay. Here's Buffy St. Marie. Here's Buffy St. Marie, sing our own song. We'll be right back with Zach Saunders, musical producer, poet Rezalan, and Blue, Rick, and Teo, The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Sing, we will sing our own.
All right, welcome back to the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And we're back with Zach Saunders, one of our first guests tonight. And he is one of the Medicine Show's family members from being a past guest. Welcome, Zach Saunders. He was born in Vancouver, Canada in 1994. His First Nations heritage comes from his mother, which makes him half Cree and Carrier. Yeah. Are we all correct so far?
Yeah, that is. That's correct.
he started on the French horn in a school band at the age of 12 and now plays drums, guitar.
I can't believe you still have that. That's awesome.
It's the old intro I thought I'd recycle.
Well, it's still, all that stuff's still true, so.
From the last time you were here. Yeah. So at 14, he was performing in restaurants, clubs, and coffee houses for whoever would listen. He's performing with bassist Russell Jackson from B.B. King.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
He's been featured on 96X FM local music show twice, as well as The Medicine Show. Performed at venues such as the Norva in Norfolk, Virginia, and in Hollywood at the House of Blues, Hard Rock, and Universal Studios. With the release of his first official EP, Wonderful, he has been amazing in listeners and touching the hearts, and has his plans keep on going. So welcome back, Zach Saunders. How you doing?
Thank you. Wow, Mike. When you read it like that, it makes me sound pretty legit. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
That was a great introduction.
Excellent. Well, I do like to make it sound fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you have the Medicine Show. Get a little chuckle. So what have you been working on lately as far as projects?
Right now, I've been doing a lot of studying about songs and music and that type of stuff and life and a bunch of different things. Like my friends could probably just tell you about all the things. It's been so many things, but
they're not here.
What's I know.
How do you study music? In what way? Are you taking theory, or are you just studying like listening to music more intent, or what's going on?
Well, I started coming back to words that I was using all the time. I found I didn't really understand what I was really saying, and the symbols I was using to describe things weren't the right symbols and really wasn't what I was trying to say. And like, for example, the word theory, music theory, well, if you go in the dictionary, look up the definition of that word, it means the basic applied principles to whatever you're doing. So for example, a lot of people say music theory, well, it's a theory. Well, this is the theory to do it. These are the tools. This is how we do it. You know, so clearing things up, and I found that's how a lot of people find music theory difficult, because they just go, oh, Lydian, Mixolydian, Aeolian, and they just start going, boo, you know?
A different language all of a sudden pops out of their mouth.
And they go, I don't need theory, you know, I'm just, it's cramping my style or whatever. But I found theory and all that type of stuff has improved my ability to be more in control of what I play. So that's why I study. So, yeah, but it's been that, and then I'm building a studio in my house. I'm working on my second. I want to put out a full record. I can't give you a date yet, but it's going to be coming out, and I'll be sure to come and when it's out. But yeah, and everything's great. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, and so let's. How about if we start off the show with a song of yours, and we'll come back to talking about other things that's going on in your life. What song are you going to sing?
Well, I'm going to sing. I'm singing your favorite song.
Yay, it's wonderful.
Should I do it first or last? You want to do it last or first?
Oh, sorry. Which one did you think was my favorite?
Wonderful, yeah.
Are you going to do that first?
I guess if that's what you want.
No, whatever you like.
Okay, I'll do it. Because now
excellency.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Can I borrow your microphone just for my guitar?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it'll pick it up. Seriously. Yeah. It's loud enough.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Anyway, this one's called Wonderful. It's been out for a while.
I promise. He'll get it.
Okay, but here it goes. You don't even know who you are. A million thoughts apart of you, and knows exactly what you need. Planes and trains and cars. will not take you far enough. So run to the star. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. When it's the right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high and leaves will fall. Life goes on after all, and the world goes round and round. It's wonderful. Bigger than the sun, you're taller than the sky, so high, but you're down to earth, you're down to normal size, you're the lighthouse in the dark, no water can put out your spark. You're amazing. When you look both ways, a thousand eyes gaze at you. When it's the right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high and leaves will fall. Life goes on after all, and the world goes round and round. It's wonderful when you're pushing but you're moving backwards. Never will you fall behind. It'll be yours. Thousand eyes gaze at you. When it's the right turn only, but you go straight through the day. Birds fly high and leaves will fall. Life goes on after all, and the world goes round and round. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Ooh, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, that's wonderful. Zach Saunders. And now, did you feel the earthquake the other day?
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my my girlfriend on the phone, and, like, I was, like, I felt the whole room shake. I was like, what is that? But then I've been through a couple earthquakes already. I went through the big one in Virginia that happened a couple years ago, and then I went through one when I lived down in California. So.
And what were those magnitudes like?
The one in Virginia was scary. I was actually scared. The one in California, the bed was shaking, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is going to stop eventually. And this
the one in 89, the 7.0?
Oh, no. I wasn't around then.
What's that, Resilan?
There was one in 89 and the 7.0 in San Francisco Bay Area. I was in that, too. But
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, my God. I remember that. And, well, even just the one the other day, I don't know. It had a bit of an emotional attach to it. I started getting me thinking about all kinds of things about, you know, destiny and where you should be and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, potential death will make you do that.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, it'll light a fire in your butt.
We're actually going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more Zach Saunders, some Resilan, and some Blue and Band coming up with his guests. We'll be right back.
The UBC English Students Association is hosting the Colloquium, their second annual conference, on Saturday, January 30th, from noon to 6 in the Dodson Room in the Irving K. Barber Learning Center. The Colloquium will feature presentations from English students as well as featured faculty presenters, including Dr. Robert Rouse, Dr. Tiffany Potter, and Dr. Adam Frank. Attendance to the colloquium is free and refreshments will be provided, so please visit the UBC English Students Association on Facebook in order to reserve your free ticket.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
We are back on the variety show called The Medicine Show with Zach Saunders, and Rezalon is here with us. We'll be coming up with Blue Rick and Tail in a few minutes. So, Zach.
Hey.
Lean in a little bit there.
Hello.
I don't think that's live.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing? Hello. Are you alive?
I'm alive now.
Excellent. We were talking about the earthquake, but you say you've been in bigger.
Well, scarier, because there are no earthquakes that happen in Virginia. And I remember the house shaking, like, back and forth. I was so scared. I was like, and then everybody came out. It probably lasted about 30 seconds. Hey, did you feel that, yo?
Yeah, it's so funny. That Facebook went crazy after that last one. Everybody was talking about it. Yeah. If anybody wanted to join us interactively on Twitter, we're at Van Medicine Show, and on Facebook at Vancouver Medicine Show. Join in the conversation and join us for a comment or a question or whatever. So, if I was going to ask you like a bit of a sort of an interview question, I would say, what could the world use more of these days?
Ah, I think people should have more fun.
Fun, eh?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yes.
People shouldn't take life so seriously when at the end of the, you know, I was listening to Jim Carrey and he said, once you come to that point of self-realization about, I can go on and on. Basically, you're saying, like, once you've decided to stop worrying about things, the only thing that's left to do is to play.
Whee!
And I thought that was pretty profound. I was like, man, this guy is smart. If you ever get on YouTube, listen to this guy talk. Not like his comedy stuff, but like his deep, deep beliefs.
We have our poet in the house, Rezalon, who's going to be reading us a poem. Do you have anything that you think that the world could use more of these days?
Well, I agree on the fun thing. Can't really top that, you know, like everything that is good is fun and everything that is not good is not fun.
That's a really good point, very profound in a way, because when you think about it, like, you know, pain is bad, yeah, pleasure's good, right? And like laughter's good. So people who are like, oh, I want to be a little bad, I'm like, you serious? Are you sure?
It's just to throw a monkey wrench into that. It's just funny what people, certain things, some people find funny and others won't find funny, you know? And it's just like, but I just find, as long as people are doing what is fun for them, they're not hurting anybody and all that.
Yeah, definitely. Fun does not mean funny. I mean, fun, it can mean funny. Yeah. Right? But it doesn't necessarily have to, right?
That the highest form of wit is to be witty, which means funny and smart at the same time. They'll be like the ultimate funniest guy in the whole universe would be like the ultimate supreme being because he'd know more jokes.
Oh, yeah. He probably would.
Think about it. Okay, so what kind of entertainment do you indulge in?
Entertainment? You're going to laugh, but I read books and I watch YouTube about inspirational stuff. And then one day I was with my roommate and we were watching something. We were watching this little Chinese baby in China, you know, one of those talent shows, just dancing. It was 3 years old. They were like laughing, like, what are we watching? It was really funny. So other than that, I don't know, YouTube, books, playing music.
What I like to do to keep entertained is I like to always writing new stuff, you know, like you'll have something on your mind, like a saying or something. And then you'd be like, okay, how can I rhyme this saying in a way that actually has something to do with the saying? And then produce music. And then while you're producing music, two things. Number one, dance, because you got to keep dancing.
Woo! Dancing is great.
You got to keep dancing, right?
I just learned the Melbourne Shuffle today. Thanks, Pat. Call out to you.
And then number two, I like to draw. I like to draw and do artwork along to listening to music.
Very creative.
That's cool.
Okay, so one last ridiculous question before we listen to some more music. Did you see Star Wars?
I did. It was. Oh man, why would you ask? Of all the questions, why would you ask me that one?
Because that's very topical these days.
Okay.
It's a force between good and evil, a story of very intricate spiritual depth.
Okay, what did you think of it, first of all? What did you think of it?
Well, I haven't seen it yet because, get this, there are no tickets available unless you book with a credit card, which I just don't want to. I've never done that before to a movie. I just like to go there and pay right away.
Okay, that rush is slowing down a bit, that I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Go and see it now. The thing is besides the similarity between, I want to say this, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but there's a similarity between the Wizard of Oz and this guy who's pretending to be big and bad, and he's just like a projection. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was just kind of like, I'm just waiting for like the second or third one of this series to see if they're going to like do the same thing they did Wizard of Oz and just show the guy who's just like a little tiny guy.
Yeah.
He's probably like the size of like 3 inches and they've got him up to be like, you know, 30 feet high or something like that, projected, and everybody's looking up at him, right?
Well, yeah. What a lot of people don't know is that they're making 3 avatars at once as well.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so that was the other big blockbuster, right? And it's got a great story, and it the only thing I've heard is that they're casting tons of natives,
First Nations people.
You can't necessarily mean native could mean anywhere, right?
Well, first indigenous,
First Nations, Aboriginal, that's all the same thing. If you define the word nation, it's just a culture that occupies a Pacific area. You know,
okay.
But
yeah.
If you're the first, that means you're the Aboriginal, you're the native. So yeah. Know what you're saying, though.
Well, I'm not sure. I know this movie was huge throughout the world, so it could be natives from somewhere else.
Yeah, like Australia or somewhere.
Yeah.
And so when you go back to when you say first people, is it possible there was aliens here who bred with humans and those made the first people?
Well, there is a lot of evidence pointing towards that.
Well, let's define the word alien, which just means someone not from here.
Could be from across the pond.
Yeah, exactly. And those people are aliens. So by definition, yes, there are bunches of aliens that have come across the Atlantic.
With their strange cultures.
Called Christopher Columbus and everybody else.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. That's a sad tale.
Anyway, but back to Star Wars. I thought it was good. I won't give any spoilers, but if I would make one request about it, I would have asked for it to be a little bit more different than the fourth one. I found a lot of similarities, but I love the action. I love the excitement. I love John Boyega. I love his character.
Hey.
Where am I? What am I doing? Oh, my God. I'm getting away from it.
No spoilers.
No, I mean, okay. No, I didn't give anything particular, okay?
No, I know. Neither did I with my Wizard of Oz.
Actually, but go see it. Go see it, though.
I think so, too.
I'm going to go see it again tomorrow.
There's been totally mixed reviews. My best friend said, what a hype over. And it was way overhyped. And I thought, wow, I enjoyed it. It was It's entertaining. Anyway.
I did say I grew up in prequels, right? You grew up like, you know, the original trilogy, but I grew up in prequels. And the prequels, people were all talking about it. Like, Yoda was flipping off stuff, and oh my God, and he was fighting Senator Palpatine. And I remember when I was a kid, I was like, oh my God, I gotta see this movie. I gotta see this movie. Mom, I gotta see this movie. And I mean, there are some kids that are, I haven't seen the same amount of excitement, but people are still excited, which is cool.
How about another song?
Oh, yeah. I just want to make a mention. I'm also playing at, the Railway Club on this Tuesday at 9 o'clock. If you're not doing anything, you should come out. I'll be
Tuesday
there.
Tuesday at 9, Railway is on Dunsmuir.
Yeah, Dunsmuir and Seymour downtown.
And how do people find more Zach Saunders online and to buy stuff? And I know you have your release and stuff. So.
Well, you can find me on iTunes. Just look up Zach Saunders. Zach with an H, not a K. Z-A-C-H, then Saunders. S-A-U-N-D-E-R-S. But yeah,
and check out that song you just did on the online. It's got a very well produced sound. I like it.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead. What song are you gonna do next? Yeah, it looks okay. Like so.
So this one is called "Get There." It's kind of I really like Andy Grammer, and this one, he's not as huge as he was when I was in high school, but he had kind of a jazzy tune. So I kind of did my own rendition. If I were wearing Andy Grammer's fingers.
Actually, do two more.
Okay, so scratch that. I'm going to do that one as the last one. I'm going to do this.
Two in a row.
Okay, two in a row. This is a sad song, but I figure to throw it, mix it up. Good sad song.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
Darn thing.
Sorry about that. So this one's called In Time. Where did you go to? I really don't know who you are anymore. I stirred so hard it came up so empty. I miss you so dang much. Cause I know in time I'll find you. Cause I know. In time we'll meet again. I'm glad you don't know how it feels to lose someone close to your heart so dear. 1,000 pounds weighs down on my chest, ripping soul from my flesh. Cause I know. In time I'll find you. Cause I know. In time we'll meet again. In time we'll meet again.
Smooth.
Thank you. That one I didn't record, so that was, if you listen to that, you just enjoyed that.
That's okay, so that's not been recorded.
No.
Do you plan on it? I think you should.
Okay, I think I will.
That was pretty smooth. Either you just warmed up and got better from the last song, or that was really smoking. No, very smooth.
Actually, thank you. I actually had a guy I've not signed, and this guy was like, "Are you signed?" I was like, Dude, that's like the best compliment I've ever had. Thank you. After I played that song.
Nice. What's the next one you want to do?
This one is the song I was talking about, the Andy Grammer, kind of a jazzy thing. But yeah, it's called Get There. Again, if you want to hear me live, I'm going to do a longer set, about 45 minutes, with a couple other singer-songwriters at a Railway Club this Tuesday at 9 o'clock. If you're not doing anything, come out. It's only $10. It's a pretty cool, chill vibe. Lots of live music. But yeah. Okay, so this song is called Get There. It's not about the destination. It's not about the situation. It's all about the compilation of the journey's joys and complications. It's how you gonna get there. Say, oh, it's gonna be a long ride. Say, oh, it's gonna be a while. Say, oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. 'Cause life's too short to rush right through it. You're gonna get there. Living life beyond the moment is easier than trying to control it. Laughs and jokes and fun and games, it's all gonna amount to something one day. It's how you gonna get there. Say, oh, it's gonna be a long ride. Say, oh, it's gonna be a while. Say, oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. 'Cause life's too short to rush right through it. You're gonna get there. La de ba ba boom, ba de ba boom boom boom, ba de ba. Gonna get it there, gonna get it there. Whoa. It's gonna be a long ride. Say, whoa, it's gonna be a while. Say, oh, it's gonna be a lot of fun. 'Cause life's too short to rush right through it. You're gonna get there. You're gonna get there. You're gonna get there. Whoa. Gonna get there. All right, thank you, Jason. Thank you, Medicine Show. Medicine Show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Zach Saunders. And we're gonna actually play a song of yours next. This is called The Thought of You. And we're gonna come back with more of the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. With music producer, poet Resilan and Blue Rick and Tao. We'll be right back. Medicine Show.
I believe in you, and I can see through you, and I can breathe through you. The thought in you completes me. And weep with you. The thought of you completes me. When time is reflection of you. The thought of you completes me. Makes my days long and full. Knowing that if you charge.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Hey there! This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
The sweet soul sounds are stirring my soul on the Melissin Show.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, so we're back on the Melissin Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. Please feel free to join us. Check us out online at themedicineshow.ca. From there, you can find links to our social media for more interaction. If you like us, follow us or subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's the kind of support that keeps us, that keeps the show on the air. And also, you can give us some feedback and tell us, you know, you guys are terrible over there. Yeah, play some good better music. You guys are like too. Or maybe think we're just doing wonderful. Either way, please feel free to comment. And
say hi, Mom.
Yeah, any shout-outs? Shout-outs, peoples. The beautiful peoples.
You got shout outs? I like shouting out.
Shout.
Shout out to your boy, my boy Patrick. Patricio Gerby. You can check him out. Patty Gerbs. Oh yeah, he's a bodybuilder. And then let's see. Shout out to my mom's, my brother, who just moved back to Virginia.
That's Zach talking.
Yeah, it's me. Sorry, it's Zach. And shout out to Nishani, my angel. And then shout out to a bunch of people. Yeah, everyone.
Right on. As I said before on this
show. Oh, and
show,
Chantel. Sorry.
You just might forget someone.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody's babies. Please welcome producer, music poet, Rezalan from Vancouver. Yeah. He studied piano with a child, took up kit drumming. He began producing his own music on an old school Atari computer. That is so old school.
Yeah, the notator. Notator program.
The notator.
It was a good. It's pretty good, though.
He has performed with Yabby Yu, Shuggy Milligan from Roots Roundup, Tony Chin, Fully Fullwood, and Leroy Horsemouth Wallace at the Sierra Nevada World Music Festival in California, to name a few. Traveled around Mexico in a drum singing band, performed at various venues and busking on the streets. He has self-produced a reggae CD called Equal Rights Street. And he's now doing reggae, rock, R&B, and chill out music with various guests. And he is here to read us some poetry. All of that still accurate?
It is, and it always was be, and always will be.
It's the truth, man.
Once you got history, you got it for
good.
Can't
change it. Mm-hmm. It's in the past. Hey, first of all, I'd like to know. I mean, I kind of did the same thing about Mexico. I went there and got in a band and started touring around. It was probably the biggest venues I'd ever played. We played the Plaza del Toros.
Yeah.
No, wait a second. It was the Auditorio. It was like almost a Coliseum, big, huge style.
Nice.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I couldn't believe it. I met some vegetarians. I was like, went for a walk around the neighborhood and found some vegetarians working at a health food store and playing music in the back. We started a band. It was like, how did I find this in a country full of meat eating, you know?
Yeah, well, if you like burritos, you're in luck. I mean, that actually means little burro, which is like a wrap, right? But there is vegetarian stuff there. It might be hard to find. As far as greens are concerned, you're going to eat a lot of cilantro.
I love it.
Yeah.
I really got used to it. So what was your experience of playing music there?
Well, I found it great. I mean, they got the mariachi custom there, right? So if you're on another instrument, they just consider you a branch off the mariachi, right? So everyone will support you nice and good, and I found a few gigs here and there and some work here and there, and I spent 3.5 months there and then came back up to Canada. That was in 99.
Right on. And did you notice they had in that tradition, there's you can go to certain areas of town where they have a bunch of mariachis standing on the street corners and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you get that.
Parties
you,
and stuff.
You'll just be walking by or like, you know, you'll be like at some random place and all of a sudden some wedding procession goes by and they get you to play for them and like. You know, it's a great country, man. It's a great country. I love it. It's almost like the rest of the world, you know. It's like the United States is a little bit different and Canada is a little bit different than the rest of the world, where the rest of the world really holds in high regard and high esteem musicians and even street musicians.
And what was your experience of the tolerance for drums and the noise?
Oh, they loved it. I mean, they loved it. It was great being a hand drum player because we were raging hand drums, you know, slapping the drum and huge bass, and people could hear you from blocks away.
Uh-huh.
So they could decide if they like you from blocks away. So they got like a couple blocks as they're walking towards you to get their emotions going. And then when they come to you, they're just all super happy. And then as they're walking away, they can still hear it for blocks away too, right? So it's almost better than being like just a guitar player, right?
Yeah. Well, I did notice that, you know, here in Vancouver, it's really hard to find a good drummer because, you know, if you start practicing, if you had a set of drums, like in your apartment downtown, you get a lot of noise complaints. So,
Yeah.
You know, downtown Guadalajara, there's just like tons of drummers that live in these places. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I found with finding any musicians, I found the best way is to be at a place like where we are, at a college. It like fits the type of person, like they're spending money. They want to, you know, they want to play music, you know, and then they're really good usually. So, and they usually like the similar type of music and even practicing at a college. There are other colleges that let you just walk in and practice. I won't name them. Out of very respect, cool. But there are. But yeah.
Yeah, actually, right upstairs, as I was sitting here waiting for you guys to show up, I was I had the pleasure of noticing that there's some people playing music right above us. A couple.
Yeah, they got some music students happening here too.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Hey, we have a song. Your song, Endurance, all queued up. When you're ready, we'll begin. Your as soon as you raise your hand.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we're gonna go into a piece of poetry with a song from Resolan called Endurance.
Yeah. These rice and peas and please and thank you, I rank you a perfect 10. So you're not worthless then. I won't spill because the unstoppable force is unmoppable floors. Or is it her untoppable torso? More so the latter, it's a matter of fact. Consumed by the above date her patrons get, I assume it's a love-hate relationship. I like coconut water, and Yoda's not Frogger, and Mota's Mutt Dogger. Chewbacca stole the show, my favorite is guacamole. Playing poker with a bad hand makes you want to fold, eh? And play another game like whack-a-mole, eh? Maybe it's the Patriots deflating it. I trample green grass, ample mean that's, like a trampoline cats land on their feet. Let me guess, you're a latte type person. No? How about yerba mate? Do you eat quinoa? Eat that? What state lions I have? Maine. What's lame trying to have? Cane. Just like the Hubble Space Telescope, my stubble face is hella dope. Sometimes I think about way back in the day. Finding a memory is like finding a needle in a haystack. A limited film written in poetry, knowing me. Yoda's totally green. I got a huge disdain for distrust. Is it justice or just us? There's nothing like an immaculate, compassionate, accurate, taggerate. Like the stable dreidel fable. Hotline bling, eh? Not my thing, eh? All kinds of stingrays. Give me Pete Seeger's weavers over Justin Bieber's believers. Give me blogs over hogs. That's something I might know about, but not something I write home about. A boat might go around, thriving, driving. If you think to toe's the norm, please blow your horn. But no engine brakes in the city. YouTube was born to take in the kitty. Did you know Grumpy Cat eats bread? How about bumpy hats mean dreads? Tabby knack, how about a tabby cat? Not funny, how about some laughing gas? How about taking in some pyramids with Zapatistas? How about taking in some winds with Bautista? Some say Joey Bats, knowing that's not what's on most hippies' minds who believe roasting is kind-hearted. The vegetarian's mind started to gravitate, but not to have a steak. Somebody give that feline a break. Gumpy Cat is like a bunny rabbit with a permanent scowl, something like a firmly whipped towel. Lo and behold, it's poetry with that triple rhyme flow. Tall climb pole. I'm told the Nets got a good fact checker. Seems like a last-ditch effort, but it's quite effective. And it's light electric. The gaps between teeth flossom. The maps between peeps don't toss them. No walls between borders. Tall walls between hoarders. The rainbow's the color wheel. The rain, though, is another deal. The pain chose another feel. This girl's name's Lords Royals. The pearl changed poor's toils. Can't watch the water boil. Can't touch the solder coil.
Thank you, Resolan. Thank you. Brilliant stuff. We're going to actually take you guys right into one of his songs. This one's called Earth. And the girl's name is Sky, is it?
No, it's a guy. It's a guy, and there's a girl singing Harmony Sahara.
What's her name?
Sahara E.
Sahara E. And Sky is playing what?
He's singing.
Okay, and this song's called Earth. We're going to come back in a few minutes with Blue and Rick and who do we have? And the drummer. Yeah, we'll be right back in a few minutes with Blue and Band. Thank you.
Comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself to be here fully in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. If you find your mind wandering to other thoughts, don't let it concern you. Just acknowledge that all that shit is fucking bullshit. You're here now, in this place, with your inner stillness. Those bitches can't get under your skin. They can't even. Take in a deep breath. Now breathe out. Just feel the fucking nonsense float away. Take full, deep breaths. Breathe in strength, breathe out bullshit. Allow your breathing to discover its own natural, unhurried pace. If your thoughts drift to the three-ring shit show of your life, bring your attention back to your breathing. And with each breath, feel your body saying, "Fuck that." With passive acceptance, just allow distracting thoughts to float by. Fuck that. With each breath you take, your thoughts become lighter, and all the soul-eating cocksuckers just fall away into nothing. Take a moment to appreciate the silence. Those assholes can't piss all over a purity like this. You are weightless, timeless, without beginning or end. Completely relaxed and free of thought. And as you slowly open your eyes, greet the world and everything in it with a new, beautiful breath of fuck that.
Hello.
Am I live?
Yes, we are. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. Yes. Okay. We're back with Blue Adano on electric guitar, Rick Renicky. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
And Ateo. Rick is going to be playing acoustic, and Teo will be playing djembe. So, I do apologize. I was a little bit quiet there. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We are having now, up next is Blue Adano on electric guitar, Rick Renicky on acoustic guitar, and Teo will be playing djembe. Let's hear some music from you guys to start out. Thank you.
change. For new growth, new dreams come, and dream a new dream for a new world, richer the food. is creation that creates. When the cycle lives, there is no death. Nature is relations that relate. If you can't relate, it might not be too late.
Blue Adorno. This is beautiful. What was the song called?
Cycle.
Cycle. Excellent. Why don't we just keep on going with the flow of the music? Sound good? Right on. What do you call this next one? Is everybody happy and comfortable? Can you hear yourselves all good? This one's definitely, you can get in close with this one.
This is a song about the greatest creature on earth. It's called A Friend Until the End. It's about a dog. Thank you.
dog sense is phenomenal.
Innovative.
That's a sweaty one.
Well, it's really honest, man. How many people write about their dogs and such truth? So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
All right, Jason.
For 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
UBC is planning to celebrate the Year of the Monkey in grand style during the UBC Centennial Lunar New Year Festival on February 6, 2016. This is your chance to get involved in one of the campus's largest cultural events. Call Call Out for Volunteers and Performers is on now until January 8th. Bring your friends, volunteer together, and get cool goodies. For more, check out diversity.ubc.ca.
All right, we're back with Blue, Adano, Rick, Renike, and Teo on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish Territory.
And streaming online at CITR.ca.
Broadcasting from Coast Salish Territory, which is unceded. Just wanted to mention that NACO and the Medicine People wish to help the global community by focusing some attention on some causes they believe are worthy of help to continue their work. So we'd like to bring attention a little bit of light to Be the Change Charities. Since 2006, Be the Change Charities has been bringing people together to educate, volunteer, fundraise, and raise awareness for our global future. They have also connected our community with broader and local international communities, providing resources and assistance for those in need and creating service opportunities for those eager to help. Be the Change sponsors countless independent international organizations that often do not have access to the same funding as more established international organizations. Be the Change facilitates the development and growth of locally staffed or associations by financially assisting underfunded organizations. The efforts of Be the Change offer assistance in organizations working with third world conflict victims, human trafficking victims, landmine and survival rehabilitation, safe water supplies, education for underprivileged children, and many more noteworthy causes. By bridging the gap between willing volunteers and those in need, Be the Change helps these wonderful organizations in accomplishing their missions. You can be part of the Be the Change by visiting bethechangecharities.org, where you will find volunteer information and more options for a donation as well. So, Blue, how's it going out in the world, and what's going on in your world?
I hope there's a lot of beautiful things happening in the world. I'm always looking for those. I want to just say thank you from myself, Rick, and Teo, for everybody who stayed up late and listened to your awesome show, who we happen to be playing on tonight. Crash.
Wow. I think those things are solid. What is it? Man's fender just dropped, man. Hardcore. So, anything broken? Ah, it's still even in tune. Oh, except for that one string there.
Just fix up the tuning and we're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we have Rick and Teo and Blue are going to do one more song before we take you out with some more music from MC Yogi, Road Home featuring Trevor Hill. Thanks to the maker, Zach Saunders, music producer, poet Rezalan, and Blue, Rick, and Teo. What else were you going to say?
Thank you, Teo. Thank you, Rick. I love you guys.
Beautiful. Okay, what song is this going to be?
Here We Are.
Here we go.
More volume. Oh, your headphones.
it's okay just to feel how you feel. We're in the light. Go, 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 go. We are here. Go, 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 go. We fear. Go, we are alive. Go, burn bright. We're in the
All right, Medicine Show is on every Friday night from 11 to 12:30 and is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM on unceded territory from Musqueam land. We'll be back next week with more fun live entertainment.
Stay tuned for the Late Night Show.
I was just going to say that. Thank you very much, DJ Ray. And we'll be right coming up next. Late Night Show. Thank you. This is MC Yogi with Road Home featuring Trevor Hall.
God bless the child. Yeah. Yeah, I was born on the north side, close to the shore side. Golden Gate Bridge, where I lived for a short while. Till my parents split up. Then I had to get up, I had to get up, get out, find out what it was about. Sometimes it made me scream and it made me wanna shout. Filled with so much anger, pain, hatred, and doubt. Had to find a way for my soul to break out. At first, my soul searched, started church. But soon I realized why that wouldn't work. A culprit at the pulpit with stash of cash behind the mantle. Plus the chapel couldn't handle the light from my candle. So I decided to travel east on a quest and a journey to find inner peace. Cause the world is a bridge and the body's on loan. God bless every child traveling the road home. Traveling the road home. Traveling the road home. Every child traveling the road home. Traveling the road home. I met many great souls on that old Silk Road. Asked many questions about the soul. I
pretty slow. Let go of my ego, saying I will try to see God in all the people. I came to realize that which we all seek is the same, happiness and peace. Now I pray every day as I travel the road, may we find a way back into our own soul. Cause the world is a bridge and the body's all alone. God bless every child traveling the road home. Traveling the road. Every child traveling the road home. Gotta pay attention to see what's happening through the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows, the ins and the outs, the ebbs and the flows. What's around the corner, man, no one really knows. That's why we always have to stay on our toes. Through the twists and the turns, the bends and the curves, each lesson in life is karma that we burn. I'm just a pilgrim in this world, trying to find my way home. Up and down on this road, Lord knows that I roam. Trying to find my way back into the heart, into the light, shining right where you are. Huh. Traveling the road. Traveling the road home.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.